Hey everyone, and welcome back to Anxiety Antidote. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be honest, life can feel like a constant game of Tetris sometimes, trying to fit all those stressful pieces together. But today, we're tackling something super important: communication, especially when things get a little heated. Ever felt that knot in your stomach before a tough conversation? You know, the one where words feel like weapons and apologies are harder than calculus. Well, hold on to your hats, because we're diving into some mindful communication techniques to turn those conflicts into opportunities for growth instead of letting them blow up into full-blown fireworks displays. Now, communication isn't just about saying what you mean, it's about truly understanding what the other person is saying too. And that's where mindfulness comes in. It's like having a mental pause button, helping us stay calm and present, even when emotions are running high. Think of it as giving your brain a quick reboot before responding to that text while launching into a heated debate. So, what are these magical mindful communication techniques? Let's break it down. First up is active listening. It's more than just nodding and saying aha. It's about truly focusing on the speaker, paying attention to their words, tone of voice, even body language. Reflect back what you hear them saying, so it sounds like you're feeling frustrated because this shows them you're engaged and trying to understand their perspective. It's a game changer for building empathy and connection. Next, we've got I statements. Ever notice how blaming someone instantly makes them defensive? You always do this. X. That's a surefire way to shut down communication. Instead, try using I statements. I feel frustrated when, or I'm concerned about. This takes the blame out of the equation and focuses on your own feelings and needs. It's a much more constructive way to express yourself. Speaking of feelings, let's talk about naming them. Emotions can be confusing, right? We often get swept up in the moment and forget to even acknowledge what we're feeling. But by putting a name to those emotions, I feel anxious, I feel hurt, I feel overwhelmed, it helps us process them better and communicate them more clearly. It's like giving your feelings a label, making them less overwhelming and easier to manage. Remember that pause button I mentioned? That's where taking a deep breath comes in. Before reacting, take a moment to breathe deeply. This simple act can calm your nervous system and give you space to think more clearly. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional response. Finally, let's talk about finding common ground. Even in heated disagreements, there are usually shared goals or values underneath the surface. Focus on those points of agreement, even if they seem small. Remember, building bridges is always better than digging trenches. Now imagine this. You and your roommate have been clashing over dishes. Who hasn't been there? Instead of letting things escalate, you decide to try some mindful communication techniques. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you both want a clean living space, and start by saying something like, "I've noticed we haven't been on the same page about keeping the dishes clean lately. I feel a little stressed where it gets overwhelming." By using I statements, acknowledging your feelings, and focusing on the shared goal of a clean kitchen, you open up a space for constructive conversation instead of a blame fest. Boom. Conflict resolution achieved. D. Mindful communication can work wonders. So, there you have it, 5 powerful techniques to help you navigate those tricky conversations with grace and ease. Remember, effective communication isn't about winning arguments, it's about understanding each other and finding solutions that work for everyone. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. And if you have any stories about your own mindful communication triumphs or challenges, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep calm, keep communicating, and remember, every interaction is an opportunity for growth. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.